Welcome to Everything Rodeo, where we separate champions from the rest of the crowd.
We'll take you down the trail of someone's life, a long haul tour rodeo, and our everyday adventures.
So brace yourself,
because it's fixing to be a wild ride.
We're your hosts,
Nace Renfrey
and Cody Stanley.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 24 of the Everything Rodeo podcast.
With special guests from L4 Open Products, Glenn and Cody Limacy.
Settle down. Settle down. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for joining us here. We're at location at 37's Ranch here in Weatherford, Texas.
Yeah, this place is awesome.
Yeah, this is something. Yeah.
You guys live over by Kaufman.
Yes, sir. We actually live in Scurry, Texas.
Okay.
Our shop's in Kaufman.
All right. So you guys are right here building rope and dummies in Texas.
Correct. Yes, sir.
What made you start building rope and dummies?
Man, it's just so hard to get into roping, honestly. And it's not cheap. Everyone thinks the cheapest part is the horse. Then you got to take care of the horse, got to feed the horse, got to learn how to rope. And it's kind of a click, you know, like kind of in high school again. When I first got into roping, it was kind of hard to, no one would let me in. No one would, oh yeah, come rope or I'll help you. I just started going to practices and I looked silly. There was a couple of times I had to grab onto that horn. Never lived that one down. But I got lucky, found a horse in a pasture one day. It turns out he was a finished rope horse. We decided, like, man, I want to rope, and like we wanted to rope together, and it's just so expensive. So we figured out how could we build something for everyone to help them get started roping and kind of help people introduce them to roping. You know, we invite people all the time over to rope the sled, kind of get everyone involved. You know,
3 years ago, Cody said, "Hey, I want to sell roping dummies," and I'm sitting there like, "Okay, man, let's do it. Like, if you want to go for it, let's do it." And when I tell you from learning about horses starting 3 years ago with no experience on anything, we learned a lot of them what not to do situations, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Cody's taken the L4 brand and kind of ran with it. I mean, and 3 years later, it's kind of getting traction, you know, and going somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's been eventful, to say the least.
So y'all are both like first generation just getting into team roping.
Absolutely. First generation.
Oh, so that's awesome.
What was it that got you fired up about it?
Well, I like to go fast. You know? my aunt's a big time. My aunt, my mom, they all grew up barrel racing in Oklahoma, and they do mounted shooting and a lot of stuff like that. And man, I've always liked horses. Kind of. And one day I decided I lived with him at the time in Scurry on the South Evans house, and I was on Craigslist and I was like, you know what, this is it. I'm gonna be a cowboy. So. Went on Craigslist, bought this Appaloosa horse. It was like a yearling. Supposedly.
We drive to Waco, okay, on a whim. Cody's like, I found the horse.
I paid $300 for this horse.
Load the stock trailer up. We get there. That's and my awesome. Little boy said, we're naming that horse Turkey.
Turkey.
Cody's like, no, we're not. And we had a men's Bible study that same week. And Cody's like, we're talking to our pastor. And Cody's like, I'm going to name him Cowboy. So he permits us to tell
Cowboy.
The whole men's Bible study. So we're going to tell everybody Cody's riding a cowboy, you know?
Turkey it was. His name was Turkey.
Turkey
his name
stuck was to it.
Yeah, man. We're not going to tell the men's Bible study that Cody is riding a cowboy.
Yes, it was. Man, Cody decided to sell that horse. We just couldn't do nothing with it. And a lot of it was our lack of experience.
Yeah.
Well, it gets worse.
We thought this was a two-year-old colt. This man shows up. They are rigged out. He says, hey, man, this is not a pony. Or this is an 11-year-old pony. So we're like, oh, God, like, yeah. We unintentionally was trying to sell this colt, and this was an old pony. This man takes us, teaches us about the Galvan groove, and we are being educated.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Went ahead and bought that horse, and now that horse, she stands up on him and rides through fire rings. And
wow.
So, I mean, it worked out good for them, but for us, that was our first experience as, man, you can't trust what you're being told.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
For sure.
I've made mistakes. That's all I can say.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's how you learn, though. Like, I don't. Just getting into it and stuff, you know, it's like for me when I first started roping and stuff, I felt like I always was doing something wrong, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, I felt dumb, so like, I would go and I would like rope the deer target at my house, and like, I'm sure I did stuff wrong and created bad habits, but I was like, I gotta get better by just just practicing and stuff, you know. And then Cody would teach me, he's like, quit doing this and quit doing that, which I'm grateful that he was there to like show me what to do. And still, I mean, I'm still learning and stuff, but it's cool to come from nothing,
yeah,
and learn how to do it. And then just like, well, like it's totally different on the ground than once you get in the saddle. It's completely different.
No, it's a rush. It is the first time, man. Honestly, like L4 has taken us a bunch of different places. I've met a lot of cool people, really great ropers, nice ropers. I've learned all of, from maturity horses to NFR guys. We've met a lot of nice guys, and we've been fortunate. And it's, shoot, I'm still not a very good roper. I learn something new every day.
First time we roped together, I was on a borrowed horse. Me and Cody, we're excited. We have never been in the box at the same time together. And I'm looking at Cody, and I said, you ready? And he nods. We went to the end of that arena. The steer had never left the box, baby. But
that's awesome.
I remember looking over at Cody thinking, who's going to get out of it first, you know? So we just raced to the end. The people that are giving us lessons are losing. They're laughing at us. And I'm thinking, I don't even want to turn around right now, Cody. Like,
you know what the worst part was? You know who was giving us lessons? Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
So we're just...
He looked at us and said, what are y'all doing?
We was racing, guys, okay?
I don't know what
we had
it was.
A bet.
That competitive thing came in with me and Cody, and we never let out of it. We got to the end of the arena, and we looked. Mm. I'm not turning around first. You turn around first.
Huge misunderstanding.
But it was, I tell you, it's been an adventure. Cody's the one that got us into it. Yeah. It was, when I was younger, my stepdad used to rope, but I never pursued any of it.
Yeah.
So this is brand new for us, and our family doesn't come from the dynamic of horses, rodeo, anything, and Cody always wanted to pursue it, and you look at the lifestyle, like I have a 7-year-old now, and I want him to kind of grow up in this world. It's a, so it's been a, almost kind of a lifestyle change for us, mm-hmm. which is good. We need to break the dynamic of let's say that father, you know, we need to move away from that. And that's what we're trying to do. And
it's awesome.
Cody has taken it with and really turned it into something. I've kind of been in the background just assisting whatever he needs. Mm-hmm. But now you look up and we're a couple years into this thing and we're ready to go somewhere with it. You know, people are calling all the time. They're wanting us to be involved with different events. And every time Cody's phone rings, I'm thinking, are we selling an engine or is this a roping dummy? And, man, the roping dummies have just taken off. So now we've invested more time and energy, and we're excited. We got a 2.0 version coming maybe in a year. Mm-hmm. It's the energy it took to get to that is crazy, mm-hmm. financially, mentally, the time away. So, man, we're excited.
Yeah. You know? So you mentioned about building engines. What kind of engines do you guys build?
Man, we've had a machine shop for 17 years. I build about 200 Cummins engines a year. We have, from installation, we've sold every state, Puerto Rico, Guam. I even have some engines in Africa. Oh, wow. Problem is, when you ship out of the country, you can't get your cores back in.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, we've been out there a long time, and that's kind of our bread and butter. We got asked to be involved in a magazine that they was going to distribute last year at the NFR. And Cody's younger than me. I'm 39. Cody's 28, so it's kind of he's gung-ho, ready to go. I'm a little more reserved at this point because our full-time gig is still, we build 3 engines a day every day, and then we pursue L4 afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I've seen Cody's energy start to kind of transform more out of the engine world to this, to L4 roping products.
Right. Yeah.
And I want to be involved, so, man, here we are.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, so we post a lot of our videos of us singing and stuff on TikTok, a lot of our recaps and stuff, and so it seems like every single video we post, we see L4 Open Dummies comment laughing emojis or whatever it is. So tell us how you found us, Cody.
Well, I can say we're not singers, that's for sure. But, man, we like social media, and you guys started popping up from nowhere. Like, you, every time I scrolled somewhere on TikTok, you were there. So, and, like, you, one thing we like about you guys is you guys are realistic, you know, like, We've been fortunate to meet a lot of people, and some of them are not what they advertise, you know. And we want, our big thing is if we're working with you guys, we want to make sure you guys like us, we like you, you know. We're L4, we're a family. Mm-hmm. L4 is a big family, you know. So if you're buying a sled, you're a part of it, no matter what. We're gonna invite you to rope-ins. I'll give you any advice you need.
If something goes wrong, when you call, you're getting Cody. You know what I mean? If you're not talking to Cody, you're talking to me, and I'm waiting, and we're referring you back to Cody. You're not calling a. You're calling us, you know, we are.
And calling the owners. You're not calling the secretary.
Man, the social media thing I'm going to say on my end of it was, I have a Facebook for my friends and family, but I don't post anything.
Yeah.
We are at Lake Texoma Memorial Weekend wake surfing. We take the dummy, and Cody says, let's put the dummy on the boat, and we're going to surf, and we're going to rope the dummy.
Mm-hmm.
All day long, we are roping. Here's the problem. When I missed, I was frustrated, and I said, "Woo!" I just threw the rope. Cody's yelling, we're not on the land. And I'm thinking, oh.
Rope's sinking.
So now there's a rope somewhere in the bottom of Lake Texoma.
He did that four times.
Four ropes. You lost four ropes in one day.
And he looked at me.
You needed to strap it to your wrist.
When we finally made it, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Cody shares that video. We get off the lake. It'd been a long day. We've been surfing. And Cody says, man, we have 10,000 clicks on this video. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? You know? And it was 70,000 within like a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, maybe there is something to this social media stuff. I still don't do it, but I see the value in it at this point.
I made one of my slogans like last summer was, get your official L4 lake sled or lake dummy, and it kind of went crazy. We sold a lot of dummies during the summer.
That's awesome.
But our big thing was one of our videos ended up on the Wranglers page on Facebook, so it went crazy. It went everywhere, and I was like, man, no one even knows that's us. Like, how cool is that, though? Like, I shared it with everyone.
It's crazy, like, the things that take off. You just put yourself out there, and you'd be amazed. Like, we went bowling. We were bowling the first TikTok we ever posted. And, like, I think we refreshed it, like, 10 minutes later, and it had 2 views, and we're like, oh, crap.
We put our phone in our pockets, like, never got on our phones the rest of the time we bowled. And we walked out.
Even the next day, I think, because we...
Yeah, I think we woke up. Yeah. And, like, because we're not, like, constantly scrolling on TikTok and stuff. And we woke up, and I think I called Nace, and I was like, dude, have you seen our TikTok? I was like, it's got like 200,000 views. Yeah. He's like, no way. So it's just crazy how, like, social media works.
Yeah. Yeah, and just the way that you can promote your products, too. Like, you know, with you reaching out and us, we met in Fort Worth at one of the events we were shooting, and you were like, are you Nace from Everything Rodeo? I was like, oh, dude. We started talking, and I was like, I got to introduce you to Cody, and so... We made a good connection there, and then now we're going to be doing some product stuff. So
yeah, we're excited. And it was neat because I was kind of starstruck. I was like, oh, this is crazy. I watched it. I was telling my buddy Doug, I was like, man, I follow these guys in podcasts. Like, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do, like all the time. Like, and I was like, I'm going to be friends with them tonight.
Cody said, hey, I met such and such. And I'm like, oh, man, who is that? I don't really do the social media thing, but my problem with it is Cody will post him or us or other share other people's stuff. Mm-hmm. Why would I post a video? Why would anybody want to see me do anything?
Yeah.
In my mind, I struggle with the fact I'm not going to post. No one wants to see me. But then Cody's over here taking a video of us, and people are clicking on it or whatever they do, click it or watch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like one of my biggest struggles is like last weekend I got called an influencer.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I don't really see myself as an influencer. Like, I hope that I can influence people, like, with their walk with the Lord and, like, to be a good person in the world. But as far as, like, a quote-unquote influencer,
social media influencer,
I don't see myself that way.
Man, we try to live our life. My son is 7 now. When he was 1, my wife and I are in Dallas. We're eating. She goes in this little boutique, and there was a shirt there for a baby, and it said... All it said was, be a better human. And, man, we sat outside, and I don't know what he's doing, but eating lunch. And since then, we've always kind of kept that, hey, be a better human.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tried to – I know it's silly. It was just a shirt for a kid, but we're trying to live our life that way. We just be a better human because the world needs we just need some good out there.
Especially right now.
Doing this whole thing with Cody is kind of – It's been fun. You know, he's my brother. Little brother. Big little brother, whatever you call it, you know?
I ate all my veggies growing up.
Everyone looks at us funny. They're like, little brother. And I'm thinking, man.
Is that guy your dad?
Everyone will make the short joke. And Cody gets over here and gets Cody's like, don't talk about my brother. And I'm thinking, get him.
They all make the same joke. Where's your little big brother? Listen. He doesn't even like you. Don't be mean. Like,
It doesn't bother me. I'm so passive at almost 40 years old, you know, it's not an issue for me.
Yeah,
Cody's protective, though.
Yeah.
No?
He was the runt. I was the D1 athlete.
I got the D1 athlete, whatever.
I could have played professional football, but I didn't know how to throw or catch or wasn't very fast.
Yeah.
I played football.
Yeah.
So. I never played football, so I can't go pro.
just the little things, you know.
Yeah.
We did bring you guys our newest L4 shirts. On the back, they says, Jesus is my healer. So we're excited to bring those to you guys.
That's cool.
That's our newest little logo we've been doing. Cool.
I have a problem with that, like the merchandise side of things. Cody's like, we need to be more, and I'm thinking, no, we don't. I've got to get more on board with the whole social media of putting ourselves out there because it's Cody's done great with turning it into something.
Yeah.
And I just don't – I'm still struggling with that because who are we, you know? There's so many more people that bring more to the table. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, people have taken interest. Yeah. So I'm doing my best to just – It's hard, along with Cody. When he says, let's do it, let's do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to kind of adapt. It's the same thing with me and Cody. Like, you know, we do a lot of video together. You know, I'll edit more and stuff. But then Cody's like, hey, we need to start doing this kind of stuff. And it's hard for me to be like, just really working together and taking two different completely, you know, like he's not too technologically advanced.
Yeah.
Neither am I, but I'd say
basically. We bought some cameras and some laptops, and we said we're going to start a podcast and be videographers. And I didn't even know how to turn a camera on.
Yeah.
Man, I got 3 GoPros. I got all the best ones. This year's, last year's, years before, I've never turned them on. My wife is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, can you get me a new one? Like, I don't want to use this one, but I'll use the new one.
Those are good give ones them to Cody. Use.
Well, if it makes you guys feel bad, I met you guys one time, and I bought a drone afterwards because I think I can make videos too now.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out I can't. So
now it's kind of funny. He's like, come outside. I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong? Underwear outside in the yard.
He got you the drone.
Flying a drone. And I'm like, can you not put it on us right now? Because we're not looking very good at this moment in life.
We're not clothed good enough to be on camera. You guys talking about, like, first-generation cowboys and stuff. Nace is a first-generation cowboy. Today, we was roping. First time he's ever heeled. Like, he hadn't even heeled a dummy or nothing. And third steer he ran, he doubled him.
Over his rear end, dude. It was
and he hosed him.
Yeah, you feel that rush? Cool.
Dude, well, anytime I get in the box and stop breathing for some reason, Cody's like, breathe. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know. It just... Dude, and then
good. Congratulations. That's catching, awesome.
Well, okay, so like I've like just going to jackpots and stuff. I've always like, you know, like was heading and stuff, and then we went to the All-Star team roping, and I was just like, dude, I really feel like I could just like, because when I get into a situation, I feel like I'm very good about like just realizing what's going on. So like timing the steer and stuff. So like today, it seemed like it was just like slow motion. I don't know. I felt like I could get behind it, and I don't know anything about it really. Like, I can't hardly even rope a dummy and catch 2 feet, so it really amazed me because when it happened, I was like, oh my gosh, I just did that. And so, I don't know, it was just it.
I'm learning on the hillside too, and it's I want to rope with Cody. Cody devotes a lot of time to it. Man, I devote time to my wife, my son, so I've got to get that happy medium where I can be more involved in rope with him more because I've caught 2 or 3 times, I might have roped 20 steers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm still not, I still get out there and thinking, okay, here we go. But I struggle with some of the stuff. These guys that have been doing it a long time will give me advice, and I've just, man, I just don't think I want to do it that way. And Cody's like, they are teaching you. You can't go against the teacher. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. One of the things is making that loop bigger. You know, I'm going to start out with my loop the same way. Cody's like, you got to feed. And I'm thinking, I'm just not good at it.
There's a lot to it, and it's all happening so fast.
I've been heading a bunch for my buddy Cooper, and he trains horses, so he can ride a horse all day. So he's working on the hillside. Well, his father-in-law is Boogie Ray, the NFR roper. Mm-hmm. So I got lucky because I got dragged in there because I'm his header now. So Boogie has literally made me start over from nut. Like, my loop's too big. Come Tuesday, it's too small now. The problem is watching him rope, it's beautiful. And you'll watch him catch every time. He'll sit there and talk to us about roping. He'll be healing the whole time. He'll be 100 times. He'll catch every single time. And, like, just being around, like, that caliber of ropers, it's incredible. And, like, I've learned so much just going into the box, coming out of the box, relaxing. And, like, one thing I've been working on recently was I was so worried about being fast, I wasn't catching ever. I don't need to worry about being fast. I need to catch.
That's one thing I told Nace today. I was like, hey, man, don't worry about coming around and roping fast, because especially when you first start, is like you want to just come around there and throw.
Crossfire.
Yeah, that's like everybody's like, it's the name of the game. You got to go fast. But if you start that now when you're just starting out, then it's hard to get out of that habit. You can always throw faster. It's harder to like make yourself kick over one and rope him.
Mine was that habit of leaning way over, reaching out, trying to rope, and that.
Yeah.
a gentleman said, hey, pretend like there's a stake from that saddle horn to your chest. Don't, you need to stay positioned because I'm pulling the horse over and trying to reach out and put the rope. Needless to say, I'm not very good at this point. Yeah. We are. We're working.
Hey,
on
you
it.
Got the products to get better,
that's
though.
That's it. That's yeah. it.
Yep, what's some of the products you guys have?
Well, our big thing is the team rope and sled. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about our bodies are they're removable. The horns are collapsible, so when you are roping it on the sled itself, you can dally. It's great for learning, get comfortable on the position with the horse. If you're not really comfortable dallying it, perfect. We'll take care of you. You get your horse set up, you get in that position, take your time. You know, pull your slack, dally, slowly fade away. A lot of guys will just yank to the left. You know, that's one thing I did for a long time. I was like, I don't know why no one's healing for me. Like, well, that's because I'm yanking these steers to the left. Like, they don't have a chance. Like,
we started building a practice horse.
Oh, yeah. We did a practice horse. Man, that is great. If you don't have a bunch of horses or a bunch of access to the horse, our practice horse, you throw your saddle up there and one of our sleds, and you sit there and rope it. You're in position like you're on the horse. You got the height of the horse. It's you feel that kind of discomfort. You need to get comfort up there. A lot of people are uncomfortable in that saddle. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've learned is I'll sit there and rope. I love it. All 30 minutes at a time. I enjoy it. I really like it. We started doing a drop-down barrels for all the bull riders and saddle bronc guys. We just started doing that, and that was kind of an accident.
It's been kind of fun in the shop working on them, you know.
Yeah. Had a surprise
thing accident, one day. You know. It's yeah. We're working on it.
We do a lot of ground dummies. We do standalone hills for all the healers out there if you just want to heal at home. We have a lot of products coming up.
We got a new dummy coming. We're hopefully probably a year out from that. Now, this is our big, we're excited about it, you know.
But
setting down with mechanical engineers between sleds and new plastics and a completely new design. Cody and I have been back and forth, just talking and learning, mm-hmm. saying no, saying yes. So I think we finally approved our final design. Hey, this is the one we're going to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now we got to pick our color.
I'm more worried about building it.
Yeah.
I'm just
concerned. There's a lot that goes into it, but we're really excited that next one will be the one that we carry on to the future, you know. We're excited about it.
We have calf sleds and calf ground dummies, stuff like that for all the breakaway guys and tie down guys.
I haven't seen one of your calf sleds in person yet. Mm-hmm. But from the pictures and like watching people rope them on the ground and everything, they're probably one of the best designed calf dummies that I've seen. And that's like the way it sets on the sled to, you know, it's not too far down. It's not, the head's not too far up. It's perfect. Just like a calf running.
We've come up with a bunch of different designs we're working on. One thing we want to add to the calf is we want to make a calf adjustable for height difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really a calf roper, unfortunately. I've done it in the round pin, but it's not the same. I'll tell you that. But, so we've been working with a bunch of breakaway girls and stuff like that have been giving us a lot of advice on what they're looking for. And I think we're about to come out with a muley as well. That'll be our calf body with just some heels on it. And the cool thing, we do have a cowboy combo. That's our team rope and sled with a calf sled. So all you got to do is you remove your body, you throw your calf on it. You can go head, you can go calf rope, whatever you like to do. We'll cover you in all your bases, you know.
Gotcha. Awesome.
So on your team rope and sled, do your heels move?
They do not.
Okay.
We're currently sitting down with engineers.
Gotcha.
We have a meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
And he's supposed to have a design for us to have kicking heels.
Awesome.
You know, when you see these products out there, you see it and you think, oh, man, that's a good product. I like that. The behind the scenes that goes into just designing that, mm-hmm. that simple heel kick or them simple collapsible horns is, man, there's weeks, months of design going into that. And the finished product, people are thinking, man, that's cool. It works out good. They don't understand the year behind just the design to get that simple product that actually functions.
Yes, sir.
So we are, I'm really excited about that stuff. Cody will keep doing his thing, you know, for the social media and talking and meeting. I'm going to try to be more involved as much as I can. I'm excited, man. And plus working with your brother, it's always fun where we can productively argue with one another, have disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're still brothers and we're still going to get it done.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We'll argue all day, but if someone else tries to argue with him, absolutely not.
Nah.
Get away.
You're not picking on my big little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put him in my pocket and we'll leave right now.
Real quick, we want to interrupt and talk a little bit about our sponsors, Alliance CPA Full Service Bookkeeping, Payroll, and Taxes. They know about the farm and rodeo world, too. For all your rodeo write-off needs, give them a shout, 479-321-1043.
And also, Three Sevens Ranch, located in Weatherford, Texas. Are you mounted to win? If not, look no further than Three Sevens Ranch to find the highest quality head, heel, and breakaway horses on the market. Be sure to watch out for the new apparel line launching soon. Three Sevens, where attention to detail matters.
This year in Vegas, we'll be having a live show at the Plaza Hotel and Casino Convention Center at 1 p.m. daily. Come stop by, check out our merchandise, and kick it with us. See y'all in December. So, I hate to be this guy. We've been talking for about, I don't know, 25 minutes or so. And I just hate to see that milk sweating.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can start drinking it.
What is the milk?
Well, we wanted to bring you guys some whiskey. And me and Cody have been talking like every other day. It's funny. Like,
he's like my twin that's named Cody.
You know, anytime we go meet new people, we try to like take them something like a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of wine, anything, just to, hey, thanks for having us. You know, yeah. We appreciate it. Just
do y'all want this one?
No, yeah, it's yours. I drank a bunch of that. Yeah, you drink it.
All right, hold on. We got to cheers this. Hold on.
There you go. Get those milk stashes.
When Cody said, hey, I'm buying milk for these guys, I said, no, we're not. What are we buying milk for? Man, they just drink milk. And I said, okay.
We heard y'all weren't whiskey drinkers. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, so Cody's like, what can we bring you? I'm like, man, I don't drink. Personally, me and Cody don't drink, but I drink a ton of milk. And the first thing you said was, I promise you I drink more milk than you. And I said, I promise you, you don't.
Here's the problem. My girlfriend stopped me from buying a couple gallons of milk because I was like, I'm going to make this man look bad on his podcast, and I'm going to get sick drinking milk. I'm competitive. It's a problem. We can still, after this, I'll go buy a couple of gallons. We'll get crazy.
That's the problem is, like, you've seen them challenges on YouTube where people, like, drink a whole gallon. I'm like, I feel like that would ruin it for me.
Yeah,
dude, that would be nice. I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, it's not going to be good for you, buddy.
I'm just kidding.
Say, that's, yeah.
That would have been, took a big old gulp of milk. I can say nothing beats milk. How's the milk?
It was very good. Volman milk out of Gustina, Texas, is one of the best milks I've ever had. And if you get the, there's like a bananas milk, banana cream.
And dude, if you blend
it's
it,
so good.
If you take it home and you get like frozen or fresh strawberries and bananas, blend it all together. Oh my goodness.
Last time we was down here, we bought like three of them and took them home.
Throw them in the ice chest.
We'll have to start shipping it to you guys.
It's so good.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So, you know, the reason we're guys sitting down here, the reason that we are sitting down here is because we're going to have a partnership kind of going on with Everything Rodeo, L4 Rope and Products. You know, it took some persuading because they have been burned in the past.
Yeah, but Cody's got a devil tongue, so, like, he got me.
You know, the kicker is we get calls every week, people wanting us to, hey, will you sponsor me? And at first we just say no. We're a brand new company. You know, this was a couple years ago, and we're like, we can't do that. We're trying to get off the ground.
Yeah.
And then it led to people wanting to send in resumes of their whole life career, saying, "I've started roping 3 weeks ago. Can you give me a sled?" And of course, we want to help. You know, we want to anyone that needs help that we can help get involved. We want to, but the whole just giving products away kind of struck us off guard because everyone that calls you.
They just want a handout.
We've tried to
don't want to give anything in return.
With promises here and there, and it just never worked out for us.
Yeah. We unfortunately, one of our things is we try to be affordable for everyone. We want everyone to be able to buy our sleds.
You are the most affordable dummy on the market.
Well, there are cheaper sleds, but unfortunately, you'll buy a sled from these guys and they disappear on. They want to sell you a sled one time, and I want to build a relationship. I can tell you. I have a customer call me. They're getting married in Colorado, and they invited us to their wedding because they want a dummy for their wedding. And, like, that's great. I can tell you about half my customers. I have a friend in New Mexico. I say friend, but he's a customer. But he calls me, just tells me about them catching cows.
Yeah.
And have I met this man in person? No, but he's got one of our sleds.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I like being personable.
What other roping company can you call and just have a conversation with? Every time I call Cody, it is, I know, like, I plan it out, because if I'm going to call him, I know I'm going to take like 30 or 45 minutes, because both of us are talkers.
Guilty.
Yeah, it's neither one of our faults, but like, I'm like, I know that I'm going to be on the phone talking, and it's cool to have somebody that's, you know, personable and wants to have a relationship, like,
outside of
like, just trying to get money from you to buy a dummy.
Yeah, we're excited. This is our, with you guys, this is our first, like, full-on, like, hey, let's do something together. Let's see if we can make this work. So, of course, I'm on the outside. I'm listening to Cody. I'm more on the back side of things, you know? So when Cody approaches me about it, I'm like, hey, man, you take the lead. If you trust it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm excited. You know, this whole thing is a cool venture for me, because I'm, like I said, I'm just not into the social media thing. So the whole world of it, man, it's exciting.
It's new, yeah.
You know?
I like to keep him on his toes. Like, one day he was gone, and I called him and said, hey, we're going to get into goat ropings. He's like, oh, that's silly. And he showed up home and realized we had a full goat roping arena now. And he said, oh, this is going to be awesome. Said, thank God you thought that.
We throw all of our goats in there. They don't fit because we have the big goats.
Oh, yeah.
So. They're boar goats.
Yeah.
We're hoping, like, come
roping
the $1,000
goat.
We're rolling on the goat roping thing. Yeah. My wife's like, you're not putting him in there. And I'm thinking, can you go get us a drink? We got these high-dollar goats, and they're running. They're sweating.
Just wait until she goes to CrossFit. They're all getting roped.
Yeah, that's it. You know, she goes to the gym. It's going down. But ours will just jump out. Like, you let them out of the chute.
They just jump out of the end of the arena.
Of course, Cody's not fast enough. He ain't catching them, you know.
Dude, you got to put them long legs to work.
That's it.
I'm not a runner. I'll, you know, like I said, that ended my football career.
Yeah.
I never started. You know.
So with that partnership, we have got a ground dummy from L4 Rope and Products that we are going to give away in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep, we're doing a booth this year over at the Plaza. So if you're in and you're in Vegas, and I think y'all are going to be in Vegas too, so they'll be in the booth too. If you have any questions too, you can reach out to them personally. But we are excited for the partnership. I think it helps too because we have video. You know, we do a lot of video as well. So me and Cody are going to be putting stuff on our YouTube channel, as well as you'll be posting some videos on just tutorials and then just overview product videos of the L4 products and just how to become a better roper, better cowboy, cowgirl. It's going to be pretty exciting. We're really excited about it.
I think when we get back, we're waiting for some things to come back from the plasma table. And I think we're going to get you set up with some standalone heels so you can start practicing at home more, you know?
Dude.
I'm ready for it. It's a rush. You're addicted after today, I guarantee it.
I know, I'm telling you, like, I gotta sell everything.
We was riding back up the arena, he's like, I'm gonna sell my dirt bike and buy another horse.
You've
been looking for a dirt bike?
No.
We horse shop every day and we get on and we're like, well, we wish we could have this one. Get off that, go to the next one, man, you know?
I just got to the point where I need another horse. Like, the other night, I was like, our first time winning. I got first, very excited. I won, and I was stoked.
Yeah.
Was I the only one that caught in the first round? That's not important. Winning's winning.
Short round.
It was a fast
one. Winning is winning.
He's sending me videos at like 11 o'clock at night. I'm in bed. He's like, look at this. And I'm thinking, I'm in bed, bro. I'll see you in the morning, you know. He was so excited, though.
Easiest $80 I ever won. You know, I spent it at Taco Bell that night.
You spent $80 at Taco Bell?
No. Okay.
The Cinnabon deals.
I was hungry.
Okay.
Not all of it.
Taco Bell is not very good if you just like go eat it. But after the rope and pin, you're like Taco Bell slapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time. Don't know what happens.
Yeah. And typically it's after midnight, and that's when it's like, you know, like the tweakers are working. Yeah. They give you a little extra cheese or a little extra dash
of spice.
That's when it starts slapping. The Baja Blast, extra crispy. Man, it's pretty spicy. Hey,
after 11, they get delicious.
Dude, something about Taco Bell after dark.
Yeah.
You're
like, Taco Bell.
Dude, this sounds like a bad podcast.
We got milk. We
Taco Bell after dark.
What are we doing, fellas?
Yeah.
Can you guys
We got roping. We got Taco Bell. And we got milk. What else could you ask for? Everything rodeo.
My Whataburger, because we'd like to be involved with that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're still working on Yoohoo sponsorship.
Yeah, we're working on it. I almost brought y'all chocolate milk. I was like, it's too hot for chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Too hot for
That's been really refreshing. So
yeah, that was good.
Appreciate it. That was very thoughtful. Milk.
I'm impressed already.
Yeah.
You should
know. How much I drank or what?
You need to be on lookout. Next time I see you, I will show up with milk. We'll do it after this if you want.
He's going to have 2 gallons of milk, and you guys are going to have a chugging contest. No.
I just don't want to chug it. I feel like it's going to ruin it for you. Like when you're a kid and your parents make you eat like a bunch of broccoli, and it's like you don't like broccoli when you
grow. You ate broccoli as a kid?
I like broccoli.
I love broccoli.
I love vegetables.
Ooh, especially steamed broccoli.
Serious.
Butter.
That's why he's bigger than you. That's why he's bigger than you.
We're at the top of the food chain here, gentlemen.
I will say that
one of us is.
Yeah. The biggest difference is the mustache, but, dude, it's coming in good. Look at, he's got it curled out the side.
Yeah,
look at
him. You guys are my inspiration.
I can shave this off, and in 3 days, it is right back. Yeah. But it's getting white right here now, so, you know, the age is starting to kick
in. That's why you're starting to look like, more like his dad than his brother.
I can shave this off, and about a year, I'll be here again.
Yeah. There you go.
2 years, 3.5.
Yeah,
absolutely.
4.
No, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate y'all coming on. The way that we typically end our show is that we have our guests tell us what the first song is that comes to their mind, and then we all sing it together. So,
you want me to answer this?
L4.
You did not tell your brother about this, did you? Because he looks very surprised.
Plot twist. Let me think. Party in the USA is our go-to song.
Okay, we've already done that, but I'm down to do.
We'll find another one then.
Well, no, we can do part. You want to do Party in the USA?
We can do Blame It All on My Roots. That's a good song.
Blame It All on My Roots.
You might see a tear, though. I get.
Y'all don't see me saying nothing right now. This is.
So you're thinking, what song is on your mind?
Oh, none. Not a song at all.
Hold on.
I could get into it.
I know his jam is Apple Bottom Jeans. That's his.
Oh.
I don't. That's probably
Apple
not
Apple Bottom Jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
The fur. The
old club's looking at her.
All right, so we're doing Friends in Low Places then?
Yeah.
Works for me.
So I got
friends. Who doesn't know that song?
Okay,
we'll do Friends in Low Places. I'm going to have to YouTube this because Garth Brooks is like anti-Apple Music.
Glenn always says he's going to be a singer, so this is his moment.
And that is with my 7-year-old son being silly at the house. We even have a crowd.
You described yourself
what
as
are we doing?
Songbird of your generation.
To you, dude.
Does anybody know the
77 horses?
That's the password? I forget.
Okay, boom. There we go.
Got it.
Got it. Bingo. All right, here we go. You ready?
I wish I wasn't going to butcher this song right now. I'm going to look up.
I'm going to start crying. Yeah. Here it comes.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. And ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise, the fear in his eyes, when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we made me through. You'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in lonely places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Yeah, I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I got friends. Low places.
Well, we appreciate y'all checking in, sticking around,
and listening to another episode of the Everything Rodeo Podcast. If you guys are in need of a roping dummy, get a hold of L4 Roping Products or us at Everything Rodeo, and we'll get you hooked up.
Appreciate y'all coming.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's all right.